All right, we're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. We were looking at the map, getting to trying to take my route to Williamsburg to get to eventually get to Gloucester. It's the way we go. It's the way we go every year, and it's very scenic. Now you can go up through Richmond, but you know to get there. But it's not as much fun to drive 95 and 295 and 64 and all of that to the interstate. And so you go to Stony Creek, which is a tiny little metropolis in Virginia, and you take an exit there, and then you're out in the
boonies,
out in the wilderness. Yeah. And you take that to Waverly, which used to be an old mill town.
Ooh,
it's
seen
better days. Then you go to Spring Grove, which is a crossroads.
Okay.
Used to be a country, couple of country. I guess there is one country store right there, that intersection. And you drive through, and you intersect with 31, I believe it is. And you drive through Surrey, which has a pretty, really pretty courthouse,
mm-hmm.
that you'll notice driving through. That's about it.
Okay.
For Surrey. But I don't know where that house is. I mean, there are houses along the way. You'll notice some plantations,
mm-hmm.
small plantations. But because you're pretty close to the James River. And you take the ferry across there at Scotland's Landing,
okay.
to the Jamestown Ferry.
That'd be cool.
And, that's a lot of fun. Takes about 15 minutes, I guess, to get across
the ferry
across the James. And then you've got to find the Colonial Parkway in Williamsburg. It's that shouldn't be too hard if you just look on your Google map and head to Yorktown, and then hit 17 north.
I got it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's his answer to not driving.
We're all going to Gloucester. I really want to go there. Melissa and I are going. We were supposed to go the 11th, a couple of weeks last week,
mm-hmm.
when it was snowy and icy, and we decided not to go.
Probably
and
smart.
postponed it till the 8th, which is now. Now, the first of February was supposed to be our official 40th celebration, but Phil decided that the weather didn't look right. Her prognosticators said that maybe that could be the next word.
Prognosticators.
Prognosticators thought that the 8th looked better in the long-term forecast there. So now, February 8th at Campbell Road Nursery, we will do it upright. And celebrate the 40th anniversary, and I'm going to have to put that on Facebook. And
I think I had a picture come up of the, it was either the 25th or the 30th anniversary. About a week or so ago,
the 30th anniversary.
Okay,
that was quite a day. We had all kinds.
Oh,
we had
man,
a bunch of politicians
packed in here.
We were, and I said, well, you know, maybe it'll be better if we do it. And even though it's cold outside, let's do it at some place where other folks can come if they want to.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Well, we had a bunch of politicians that day. We had the governor, Governor McCrory, called that day, and Attorney General Cooper, who was going to run for, everybody knew he was going to run for governor, and all kinds of folks. Our Secretary of State, Elaine Marshall, came by.
I remember she was at this one. Yeah.
She was at the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And we let her in, of course. So we had a big day, and we hope this will be. But it'll be February 8th at Campbell Road Nursery, and I'll put that on. I'm sure there'll be some promos, and we'll put it on Facebook and let everybody know.
Excellent.
So we
look forward.
Got to change that. I do, too.
I plan on popping by and hugging everybody's neck.
And Melissa and I, after that, are going to Williamsburg.
Oh, maybe you can take your route.
Are they? Well, I will. I will go that way. But Donald is in Holly Springs. Donald, how can we help you, my friend?
Well, good morning. Good morning. Hey, back in the late 90s when we moved to this house, I had Kathy Lindsay do me a great yard design. And part of it was a bed where you had a vinca ivy and then you had a Wilson's ivy, separated, of course. In the same area. And they were beautiful for years. They coexisted great. And unfortunately, I have let the Wilson ivy run up a couple of trees. And the end result is now, both ivies are suffering. Now, a couple of things have happened since I've noticed this. I had Japanese steel grass in the Wilson ivy, and I sprayed it with a claim, which is not, I was told, wouldn't affect anything else. And I don't know if it systemically got to the rest of it. Like I say, I've gone from a beautiful bed of ivy, both ivies, to basically dying ivy without much. The vinca, which will volunteer anywhere in the yard if you let it, has basically died off.
Oh, my.
Okay, so
yeah.
So the vinca is one thing, and the Wilson ivy, that is a true ivy. I had to quickly look that up. I wasn't sure if it was a common name for something else, but basically you're talking about a smaller leaf versus the larger English ivy leaf. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. And
the vinca is variegated, by the way, just if that matters.
Is it the larger leaf then? Is it like the size of a quarter?
Or no, a little bit larger. A little bit larger than that, I'd say.
Larger than a quarter, so it's the large leaf one. Yes, it's the vinca major, not the vinca minor,
Yes, it is. It is a vinca major.
Gotcha.
And I remember that being on Kathy's design.
Yes. Yes. So the vinca major can get thin throughout time, which, you know, it could be mowed over or weed eated to bring it back so that the inner nodes are not so so much space between each inner node, because you want to keep it rejuvenate it and keep it tighter. And plus, I imagine that over all of these years, you've had more shade encroaching and roots, root growth, competition, that type of thing. So with the vinca major, the variegated vinca that you have, that would be one of my recommendations, is to just mulch it down, mow it down hard, just slaughter it. Secondly,
right now. Do that right now.
You can, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, now, and to your shade comment, the vinca is underneath three Japanese maples, which were small in 1997.
Now they're obviously 20 feet tall.
Yeah, there's not much. Now, and about, 4 years ago, I added irrigation, and so I put sprinkler heads at the corners of all four of those, and then the last two summers, I've reduced the watering there because I don't think ivy really likes a lot of water.
Correct, and that was a red flag for sure when you mentioned that. So really, even your maples, except in extreme situations, and it being a very well-established landscape, you probably don't need much irrigation in those areas. But the vinca major also does not like a lot of water. But if it's under the Japanese maples, yes, I would, instead of slaughtering it, be very careful around those maples and just shear it back really hard, cut it back really hard. That's going to help.
Fertilizing, should I do any kind of fertilizing going into the spring?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you want to throw a little, plant tone or holly tone or something like that out, just as a supplemental, and that's not going to hurt, but I wouldn't do anything, harsh. I just don't think you'll need that. And then as far as the ivy goes, again, you can cut it hard, but my guess is if it's thinned in certain areas, knowing how vigorous ivy is, it may have created, wet area. You're pretty much spot on saying, you cut the irrigation back. But, again, those Japanese maples, goodness, if they've been in the ground that long, I mean, they really probably don't even need supplementing.
Well, Donald, first of all, I have that kind of little leafed ivy, and I love it growing up 100-year-old pecan trees. But I also have the industrial size, as you're calling it, under some ancient maple trees, and it's done well for 30 years. A beautiful, beautiful variegated purple blooms, and so I'm a little leery of using any kind of Roundup, like not Roundup. You use something that's supposed to be selective. I'm always very leery of that. I'm the old-fashioned. I think if there's the least bit chance that it's going to harm the plant or to slow its growth, I just get down on those hands and knees and pull out that stilt grass.
Well, I was doing that for a while. It just seems like it was an every week occurrence. And I live here on off of Devil's Ridge, and they happened to get a real big bed of it right at the back of my yard, and I was concerned about the seed coming into the yard, so that's why I bought the Acclaim. And because I'd had the same stilt grass in some of the Larope ricotta, and this ricotta I have, and it took care of it, but I have noticed brown tips on that Larope where I sprayed that Acclaim.
That may be your problem, that Devil's Ridge thing. I don't know, Donald. I'll check that out.
Yeah, and the Liriope, I mean, again, that's something you can, mow over, cut back. I mean, that's one that seeds very heavily, so you probably have a forest of it. It doesn't stay clumping.
I'll be pruning it back here somewhere between February, Valentine's. So that'll take care of that, but you could say I can do the Wilson ivy and the Larope at the same time.
You can do all the water. You can do all three of them. Yes.
Yeah, just cut back on the water.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, it's pretty established landscape. I'm sure your maples have a massive root system by now, and sometimes less is better.
Well, yeah, and another stupid decision to spend $800 on a zone just for that ivy when that was a mistake. So.
Well, it's like we always say on the show. I mean, even right. Rufus's quote today, but you got to trial and error and see what works for you, and you found out.
Yeah,
hard way or easy way.
Donald. It's
well, I appreciate your answers and your
it's
time
a Devil's with Ridge. It's the Devil's Ridge, Donald. Have a wonderful day, my friend, and please call us again.
All right. Stay warm.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's the Devil's Ridge.
I got my first birdie at Devil's Ridge.
How about that?
I did.
It's still
and
sailing, isn't it?
I hit out of a sand trap.
You knocked a wind out of a tree, out of a house, didn't you?
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll be back. All righty, it's 9:25. We'll be talking to the folks at the farmer's market coming up. Be Brother Billy this morning. Miss Monica is at Farmer's Market Central at her house, I guess. I don't know where she is. I think she sleeps at the farmer's market.
Mercy.
But that's what you do when you're a manager. Right. Yep. So, I mean, Rufus, I'm sure you slept at the Attorney General's office or the Secretary of State's office didn't you?
I began doing that during the Watergate years. Something was busting so much, I would sleep over sometimes in the Senate office building.
Is that when you encountered the haunting?
No, that was in the Capitol.
Now, that was the Capitol.
Okay.
The North Carolina Capitol.
His office as Secretary.
Didn't the Capitol Club close recently?
The City Club closed.
City Club, yeah.
I hated to do that. A fine place to go get a meal where people knew you. But I was dozing off one night over there in the Capitol, and all of a sudden this music started playing. I thought, okay, who's the Joker? This was about 11:30 at night. Nobody there except Mr. Jackson, the security guard. I got up and went to the House chamber. The music stopped.
You were on the same, your office was on the same floor.
Yeah, same floor.
And you kind of overlooked Hillsborough Street.
Yeah, and I came back into my office, sat down again. That doggone stuff started again. It was chamber music, violins and cellos and this and that. And I swear that nobody playing a joke on me because I knew they couldn't get in the building.
And there was no nipping involved.
No nipping. I had not nipped at all.
All right.
It was like a school night.
Okay.
And yes, I do believe that there are ghosts in the Capitol.
You have evidence. It's too bad you couldn't have recorded it.
Well, they did have a outfit one time, para something, over there, and they said they recorded some kind of activity.
Paranormal.
Yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful old building.
Sure enough, is.
I just love it, and I hope everybody will visit. And can you visit the chambers up there, the House and Senate chambers.
It's better in springtime. All the school kids come down.
Yeah.
It's a highlight of their year to come to Raleigh and see where I spent 10 years there as Secretary of State in that building.
Wow.
And you were down at the end of the hall toward Hillsborough Street.
Yeah, I looked out over Hillsborough Street.
Right.
On
the second floor.
William Jennings Bryan allegedly one time made a speech from that balcony.
Wow.
Well, I'd get out there sometimes and wave my hands and pretend to be William Jennings Bryan. Now, don't bring up nipping on that one.
That was the next thing right out of my mouth. So this cold weather coming up, we only have about a minute and a half or so before news, but this cold weather coming up, what should we cover? If anything.
Well, first of all, I'd like to address those who may have planted evergreens, plants and investment in plants to your landscape in this past fall or even late fall. You want to make sure they're hydrated. I know we're supposed to have some rain, but you want to make sure that they are hydrated because severe cold can really take the moisture out of plants. They don't just lose moisture from their roots, but they lose it from their foliage. So hydration is key and number one, as well as it is for us humans. But covering-wise, I would say if you have a windy area and some type of tender tropicals, and you have some type of burlap or sheet that you feel like, oh, I don't want this, you know, fatsia to get burned or I've got some camellias that are getting ready to crack. I mean, you can cover them. As we said earlier in the show, a lot of things are resilient. You know, take your lickens, prune it back, and, you know, once we get into spring, they'll flush back out. But I'm hoping we're not going to see a lot of root kill. Again, if it's a plant that's only a year or two old and the roots aren't extremely established, you could have some root kill on some tender type plants, some of the older gardenias, again, and that's if they're newly planted and not established.
Well, another thing, if you've got a hose hooked up with a 16 degree weather coming, you better unhook it.
Yep, and drip your faucets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's right. Or I guess you can cover them. I don't know. We've got these newfangled things.
You got the insulators.
As long as you don't have the hose hooked up to
it.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. All right. As they say, I say it a lot. All righty. Back to the Weekend Gardener here on WPTF. Nice outside. It's there is some rain in the area, however, it looked like on radar to me. but that's okay. And Nelson Cox is with us. Rufus is out politicking, as usual. I mean, you can't keep the guy still. Oh, he's returned. I said you were out politicking. So, shaking hands in the hall, competing for votes. You just can't get out of the habit.
Well, I was talking to myself.
Oh,
that's what
I
call
a different realm.
Yes.
So interesting about plants and how resilient they are.
They're tough.
They are so tough, and so are the people at the State Farmers Market.
They
because, you know, especially the extreme cold weather. Brother Billy is with us out at the Farmers Market. Billy, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. So I know Rufus said Rufus is an apple man, and so is Linda. So he knows that the apple people are at the Farmers Market, and we know, by golly, that the firewood people are there. Who else is at the Farmers Market this morning? Have you had a chance to make the rounds?
Yes, sir. I did. I went down and looked. We have some kennel-grown strawberries.
Ooh.
Wow.
They're good. I got a bucket of those sitting at the house waiting for me.
Are you just going to eat them like they are, wash them off and eat them, or are you going to make a strawberry pie?
Well, I probably ain't even going to wash them off. I'm just going to rub them off on my britches.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be doggone. Well, you're an optimistic person, aren't you, Billy?
Yes, sir.
So, but they are so good, and it's so nice to find locally grown. When I say local, it's closer to Wilmington. But this tunnel grown, and that's not the only thing that they grow in that tunnel environment.
No, yeah, we have our tomatoes that's tunnel grown. We have blueberries, strawberries.
Yeah, golly, it's amazing. But they're luscious. And do you have any greens for sale? Anybody down there got greens for sale this morning?
Yeah, there's a lot of greens out here.
Good.
I was thinking about when y'all were talking about wrapping up plants. I can remember growing up, we had a pretty good-sized garden. And I remember going out there taking bed sheets and covering up the collards and covering up different plants this time of year. And I'm so glad now, which my schedule don't allow me to.
Yeah,
I'm not supposed to stay up here with her 24/7, so it kind of takes me away from gardening. But I'm just come here and get some collards and take them home.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, do you? And we mix mustard greens with our turnip salad.
Yep.
Kind of takes the sharpness off. Do you all do that too?
I have done that.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know, Billy. Is the possibility of getting any kale there?
Just for you, we may reserve some.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Do you like kale, Billy? I don't know if we've ever asked you.
I do like kale.
Now, how do you eat it? Do you eat it in a salad or?
No, I boil it.
Into submission, as Rufus says.
my grandma called it pot liquor. My son that lives out in California is my bonus son, my wife's son. He was going to show me something new about 7 or 8 years ago. We went out there, and he was on this big health kick thing, and he was drinking kale juice, and he had
a little
I said, no, that ain't nothing but pot liquor. He looked at me like I was crazy.
But that was yeah.
Rufus, how does that sound?
Man, I tell you what, I'm just
if you could chase it with something, it might go down easier.
Well, I might use that to chase something. Chase away the rats.
No, if you had a jar of peanut butter and get you a good spoonful of peanut butter and then take a drink.
Well, a little Duke's mayo, spoonful of peanut butter, Duke's mayo.
Oh, he just brought that up for your sake, Nelsa.
Oh, of course.
Nelsa doesn't like mayonnaise. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you ever met anybody in your life, Billy, that doesn't like mayonnaise?
There's somebody else that's been on the show.
There's lots of us.
There's somebody else that's been on the show that doesn't like it. It's a whole tribe.
They'll figure it out one day. That's good.
Yeah. So what else you got out there this morning?
Well, we got carrots and potatoes, sweet potatoes, and onions, and like you said, apples. Lots of I saw the cookie people were up under the farmer's building, and all the ones were in the tent because of all that ice and all. We got that tent out of the way, so they're under the building now. German Baker and a lot of different ones. I've seen Cox's Eggs has those free range chicken eggs for sale today.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, we have a couple of meat vendors and microgreens, and as well as a few crafters down in the connector area. The alpaca lady's back.
She bring any alpacas with her?
No, but she got some clothes made out of there.
Oh, I tell you, alpaca sweaters.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Hey, Billy, hold on a second. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk more about what's happening at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. It's 9:40. We're back on WPTF. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Nelsa Cox. And Brother Billy out at the State Farmers Market. Billy, we were talking about the crafts. I think that was the last thing out of your mouth. You got crafts people out there today, and the temperatures are not bad. Have you seen any rain this morning? Or
it has just started sprinkling a little bit. It's not much enough, but it's got a little bit.
Well, everything's covered out there, and it's no problem. I don't think any. I don't know. There may be some people that are going to melt, but I'm sure there will be some rehab for that.
Nelson's coming out now, Billy. Watch for me.
She'll be there. She don't mind getting a little wet. And what about up in the market shops?
Oh, I went up there earlier and got me a BLT from the grill.
A BLT for breakfast. That sounds good.
That's great.
That sounds really good. No wonder you had mayonnaise on your mind.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And 3-2-1 coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's good coffee.
And the bakery had that cinnamon bread smell all through the building.
Oh, I know. That smells so Christmassy to me. And it smells like that year-round. Mm-hmm. In the market shops. And the bread, you can buy, they have cinnamon bread, which I love, but it's all based on the sourdough bread.
Sunflower sourdough.
Yeah,
sourdough.
Yeah. Oh, man, it is so good. And sourdough bread is not, I mean, you don't want to eat the whole loaf in one sitting.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do. I kind of do, too. But, what else we have in there?
Oh, we have a couple of different places for sales on farm-raised meat. Amazing all the different types of meat that they have and different cuts. And
do they have pork? They have pork products?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, Nahada, of course.
Yeah, Nahada's got all the pork.
Is entirely. May Farms has pork as well.
Okay.
I was talking to them just past week when that ice come down, they were trying to load hog.
Well, there's nothing slipperier than a hog and ice.
Well, they said them hogs didn't have no problem getting out of that stuff getting in the trailer this time.
Oh
man.
How about that? Yeah. I was wearing a bow tie last week with pink pigs on them. I was so happy. I gave a little class. Rufus didn't believe I knew how to tie
a bow tie,
but I showed everybody. Of course, I tied it, and the pigs were upside down, but someone on Facebook pointed out that they looked like they were ready for a pig picking.
Well, Billy, I've never asked you this. Are you a Shetland man?
I like sea loaf. Does that count? But I don't really like...
Sea loaf?
Sea loaf.
Uh-huh. All right.
Now, that is a real...
mystery meat.
That's a real niche.
That's more than treat, yeah. Bam.
Sow's meat, though.
Yeah, do you like sow's meat?
I do.
Yeah. How do you fry that up or what?
No, I cut mine up and give it a bath in vinegar and Tabasco sauce.
Oh, my goodness. You're really covering up the flavor, aren't you?
You've got to.
He's numbing his mouth to eat it. But, okay. Well, let's get away from the sow's meat.
Please.
And you can get that at the Hunter. That's the good part.
Sea loaf. That is a real niche, Rufus. Don't you think?
Sea ration, sea...
No, not sea ration. So, I don't know where to go from there. Okay, let's bail out to the farmer's market restaurant where they do not have sea loaf on the menu.
Or chitlins.
Or they don't have chitlins either. But... you know, it's they have everything else. So good.
I had biscuits and gravy Wednesday over there, and then Thursday I went back and had me a garden omelet.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, they got big omelets over there, too.
It was huge.
Yeah, just like their pancakes. And they're open, what, about 6 in the morning until about 3 in the afternoon, something like that? Yeah, and the seafood, Kemp and the seafood boys, they open up about 11, I think, and that's good, too.
Yeah, and we love the fact that his dear mother is a
Weekend Garden
listener.
Yeah.
She is, yes.
Yes,
awesome.
We love her. And Daddy was a wonderful, well, I've said it before, Kemp's father was a friend of mine when he was the high sheriff of Orange County.
Right.
And I was attorney general.
Wow.
Fine gentleman.
Yes, indeed.
That Kemp is a hard worker.
He is a very good man, too.
He is.
Billy, what else you got out there that we need to talk about before we go?
Well, we got Super Sod.
Yep.
They still got trucks coming in daily. And Monday.
Was you sending Morse code out there or what?
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, I sure did.
I certainly did.
You got a nervous tick or something?
No, I was picking the lid on my coffee because I'm getting a little bit low. I'm getting kind of nervous. I'm going to have to hit
I thought you were blowing in saucer.
Yeah.
Cranking down the jar of sea loaf.
I'd have to choke it down. I'm sorry. Okay, well.
We are open Monday. It's a holiday Monday, but we will be open.
Yep. Every day except Christmas.
Every day but Christmas.
Well, go out there and do business with all those fine people. It's always a lot of fun to go to the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. And we appreciate so much always talking to you, Billy.
I love talking to y'all as well.
Go find you some coffee now.
Yeah, I'm going to.
All right.
Rufus Dog for lunch, Billy.
Rufus Dog for lunch.
Yeah, that will be lunch today.
All right. Take her easy there, Billy.
All right. Y'all come see you.
Bye. Now, we're going to talk to Miss Phil, the one and only coming up here. But Robert is with us. And now, Robert, are you from the Gloucester, Virginia area?
I am a native of Gloucester.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, very cool.
What a beautiful area. So you have some information. How do you how would one – now, I was taking Nelsa through my Williamsburg route through Waverly and Surrey and all up through there to hit the Jamestown Ferry. How would you advise her to go from here?
Well, we just moved from Williamsburg to Chapel Hill, but wanted to pass along the Colonial Parkway is under construction.
Oh, no.
So now from Jamestown, you know, you need to go into Williamsburg and just follow, you know, what instructions you'll get there. But the parkway, after years and years of neglect, is under construction.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I have spent so much time driving on that. I love Williamsburg. I've been going there since the late 1950s, and my family loves Williamsburg. That's interesting. You moved from this must have been a family thing. Do you have sons or daughters in Chapel Hill?
daughters and granddaughters.
Oh, okay. I understand, because Williamsburg is such a beautiful area. I love Williamsburg.
And we lived in Colonial Williamsburg. We lived next to the campus. So, I mean, it's a big move going from one college town to another.
I am so envious. And, yes, you did move from one beautiful town to another beautiful town. How about that, Robert? So stay off the Colonial Parkway, but going from Stony Creek off of 95 through Waverly and on up to Surrey and Scotland's Landing and all of that, that's still good?
Still good.
You know, okay.
Watch out for the speed limit. So,
yeah.
If you get the best time to go to Gloucester is during the Daffodil.
That's when we're going.
Yeah, that's
April 5th and 6th.
That's when she's going.
Yeah,
that's how all of this started. So she'll have to take another route. I don't know what road goes to Yorktown out of Williamsburg.
You have to do a workaround, but yeah, you can put it in GPS.
And yeah, it'll get you to 17 and Gloucester. So you've been to Brent and Becky's many times, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a sister who worked there.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Gosh.
I haven't seen them in quite some time, so I'm looking forward to seeing them as well.
Robert, welcome to the area, and I would love for you to call, be a regular caller or a regular listener at least. And
we've listened for 20 years.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Our daughters both went to chapel, to UNC, so a lot of weekend trips and made for good drive. Entertainment on the trip down.
Oh, that is so...
Well, Robert, as a Carolina grad around all these state people, it's good to hear from you.
well, I'm a Hokie, so, I mean, it's...
Oh, wow. How about that? All that maroon and orange.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful campus, too, though. But, wow. Well, we're going... My wife and I go up every year... I continue that tradition my family started, and we hope to have a good time. We were supposed to go last week, but it was kind of icy and snowy up that way, so we decided to postpone it for a couple of weeks. So, Robert,
have a good trip and a great place.
Thank you.
It is indeed. Thank you, and please call us again, Robert.
Will do.
Thank you. Bye-bye. How about that?
That's awesome.
Seek and you shall receive.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we'll miss the Colonial
Parkway.
I am too.
That means I'm going to miss it. Now, yeah. Miss Phil is with us.
Hey, Phil.
Phil, you aren't used to hanging on. I appreciate it.
Mind hanging on at all. I want to go with Nelson because I want to go get some she crab soup at the restaurant in Gloucester. That's
the
best she crab soup in the whole world.
Well, in Gloucester?
I will get some for sure.
Can you think of the name of it?
I cannot. I'll find it, but
I'll try and look it up.
Yeah, you have to actually go through a little subdivision, a little development to get to it. It's so neat. It's kind of tucked back on the. It's kind of at a harbor. It's like at a marina.
Marina.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's at a marina. Yes. Good land. They got the best sea crab soup in the world.
Wow.
I mean, it's real sea crab soup. But anyway, what I called about. I've been listening part of the time, because I didn't know. I had texted you, Mike, last night, but it was late. We kind of went back and forth because of the weather again.
Yeah, and you decided on the 8th?
No, we're going to go with the 1st.
Well, you got me all mixed up. I may show up on the wrong day, Phil.
Well, no, let me tell you why. There's a lot of good reasons. The reason we had already talked about the 1st, we've already told a lot of people, and a lot of people have already told me they're coming the 1st, and I don't want to change up, and you're going to Williamsburg.
Oh, well, that didn't matter. We're not going to be, I'm doing the show that day. I was going to do it anyway.
I don't want you
so
to
what's the difference?
We got it all arranged, buddy. It's all good.
Phil.
We're going to stick with the 1st.
All right. Well, whatever you want to do, it's whatever. I mean, it's you're just so nice to do this.
I might have my pirate patch in my eye, but no, I won't.
Been in a fight again?
No. Remember, I gotta have cataract surgery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on that.
Well, somebody's gonna have to drive you. Do you want me to come over there and act as your chauffeur?
Yeah, you can come drive me.
All right.
Yeah, I got to go.
Well, he'll get you lost, Phil.
No, heck no. Now, don't give me that reputation,
well,
counselor.
Look, I'm
Mr. Secretary General.
I'm telling you, we got we're looking forward to it. We got a lot going on that day, and it's going to be a special time for you, Mike. And that's
you ain't anybody's going to show up.
Yeah,
I think half of the county.
No,
the free world.
I hope Robert that the man lived in Williamsburg. That's one of the few places I would move to.
Oh, I would move there in a minute.
I have loved that place.
Now y'all just about all my life. Don't even say things like that y'all would think of moving away.
Well, I wanted to go to the mountains, but I'm kind of scared to go there now. So.
Yeah, you know, the problem with the mountains is once you are adapted up there, one of your legs gets shorter than the other.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to go through that. Rufus is
it's
just
my left leg. And all the cows on one side
have shorter legs. And
right.
I just don't want to go through that.
I'd have to learn a lot more about gardening if I moved up that far west too.
Oh,
so
you know it.
No, I think you know, there was a discussion several times with Mr. Curtis about the putting the Weekend Gardener on the North Carolina News Network, and we were concerned. Our biggest concern was our collective knowledge on mountain gardening. And,
right,
you know, there are
right.
differences, but I think it's pretty close, actually. I mean, we got a lot of smart people on this show.
Just add two weeks on.
That's right.
Add 2 weeks on, and you're okay in the mountains, so anything you do here.
Hey, wait a minute, Phil. Don't go anywhere. Keep your patch on. We'll be back.
Hold on.
Hold on.
All right. Well, I got to get some breakfast in a minute.
All right, now.